Once again, I'm Kevin Craig, the Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in Missouri's 7th District, with a message for Democrats on how voting for a Libertarian is the best way for you to achieve your real goals. And the next item on the list of the liberal agenda, according to a Wikipedia article, the liberal wants stricter gun control. Well, I have to admit, as a Libertarian, I'm against all gun control. I think bazookas should be legal. And no registration, no government interference at all in the possession of guns. So it seems like we're totally at odds on this one. But as we've already talked about military action, that really I'm a pacifist, and I don't like guns. I don't like gun violence, and I believe it's a really serious problem in some of the urban areas of gun violence. And so I want to assure you that I think I understand your goal is not simply to have lots of armed government agents around the country searching out guns and using guns to prevent ordinary people from having guns. That's just a lot more gun violence, actually. And that's the reason I'm against gun control laws, because gun control laws can only be enforced at the barrel of a gun. But the goal I think we both share is we want to eradicate gun violence. Maybe you and I also share the goal that we want to eradicate drug or alcohol abuse, but I believe we should legalize drugs and legalize alcohol. That's because I believe that violence and escapism or drug or alcohol abuse, these are spiritual problems. They're actually symptoms of underlying spiritual causes, and the way to deal with these underlying root issues is not with government laws and prison terms and things like that, but it's addressing spiritual problems with spiritual weapons. And that's a message of ministry and evangelism and things like that. From a Christian perspective, I think you can figure out where I'm going with this, that I don't want to just take guns away from violent people, because they'll pick up forks and knives and accomplish the same thing. And we don't want a government that's so strong that it can prevent people from having forks and knives. In fact, America's founding fathers said, "We don't want a government that's so strong that it can create or maintain order among a people who are lacking in Christian morality and virtue." And in fact, John Adams said, "Our Constitution is made only for a religious people," because our Constitution creates a very, very limited and weak government compared to the monarchies and the police states of Europe and elsewhere. We don't want a powerful gun-controlling government, because the powerful gun-controlling government is a very violent government. But what we do want is people who can and do beat their swords into plowshares and live securely under their own vine and fig tree. That's my goal as a congressman, is to help work toward that world. So, like I say, we're at odds on the strategy. You want more gun control laws enforced by more gun control agents with more guns, and I want freedom, but I also want people to live at peace, and I want gun control to be a product of self-control, because there are legitimate uses for alcohol, drugs, even marijuana. I believe there are legitimate medical purposes for marijuana, and I believe there are legitimate uses for guns, and it's just a bad idea for the government to try to ban all these things by force. What we want is self-control, and we want people who are at peace with God and peace with those who are created in the image of God. So I think we share the same goal. We want to reduce gun violence. And for that reason, I think you're better off voting Libertarian than voting for either the Democrat or the Republican.